Joining us once again this week, we're lucky enough to have two chats with Mr. Ken Bates. Morning, KB.
Good morning.
We spoke yesterday and looked at a number of different subjects, and one subject that you wanted to come back on in a bit more detail was that of David Haigh, because I think and I believe that you've spoken to David Haigh this week. I'll let you tell us what you need to tell us about David Haigh, KB.
Well, yes, I'm going to have more communication with David. But what's very important is there's a charity called Prisons Abroad have now got involved. They basically, it's a charity which looks after and tries to help British people who are incarcerated in foreign jails. And they're very helpful in many ways. And they've now got involved with David, which means he's getting survival packs of food, survival packs of food and other things which help him, vitamins which help him and many others survive in jails, many of which are far below the standards we would expect in England or Britain. But more importantly, they also can help to raise the prisoner's profile and draw his plight to the attention of the authorities. So I must say, in all honesty, done absolutely nothing so far. About 6 months ago, I think it was, David's MP in Cornwall tried to contact William Haigh's in office when he was Foreign Secretary. This was after the weekend he was prancing about with Angeline Jolly on some vague overseas aid thing. And the BC said, oh, get on to the consulate, they'll sort it out. As we know, the consulate in Dubai had been absolutely useless. But now David's getting his beginnings sorting out. He's been supported by eminent lawyers and a very eminent QC, who are now making noises and taking steps which the Arabs are not very happy about. Let me tell you a bit of problem about GFH. It's all part of the setting the scene for David's story. GFH is struggling. They never were much good. They used to manipulate their books to show profits that they hadn't made and assets which they didn't have. And they heard it all very well because the chief executive of GFH, Hisham, is married to the daughter of the equivalent of the governor of the Bank of England. Head of the regulatory authority. But it's all been showing a profit and this, that and the other. It's all been done with smoke and mirrors. But they've conducted their affairs so badly that it, since October, have had their share price suspended 3 times on the Kuwaiti Stock Exchange. That's quite serious. I mean, once is unusual, but 3 times is unheard of. Which suggests they're having a few problems which they can longer keep under the carpet. Now, remember going back GFH and David Haigh are interlinked and intertwined. So we'll have to sort of jump from one to the other. You remember, just to recapitulate, that's a big word for a cockney, but still. I met David Haigh with Susanna at Chelsea. We had supper on the 10th of May last year. He just had an operation for a gastric ulcer. He couldn't eat any solid, but he did enjoy the mushroom soup that the restaurant provided. And he told us then that he was planning to fly out to Dubai to offer him a new job. And I immediately said, don't go, it's entrapment. I don't know what they're planning to do at the moment, but they're not going to offer you a new job. I think they got one. And I think that there's some dodgy dealings here. And David thanked me for my advice, ignored it, got on the playing on the following Saturday, 17th of May. Landed in Dubai on the overnight flight on the 18th of May. Went to the office at 10 o'clock, was arrested at 5 minutes past. Been in jail ever since. Now, we don't quite know why he's in jail. Nobody does. He's never been charged. He's never been interviewed. And nothing's happened. Nobody's seen him. He just sits in this jail cell with three others. Better, because originally he's in one with 30 others. Food's indescribable. And he lives on the food the prisoner brought into him. He's basically soup to which he had boiling water and mashed potato. And his vitamins. Now, why would they do that? Even accepting that Arabs have got no sense of time, that I found out when I was doing business with them, or trying to. But what's been unfolding eventually is that GFH have a terrible problem, their business, and the only way they can keep going is hiding out the true facts. And the only way they can keep hiding out the true facts is keep David Hay locked up in a cell with virtually incommunicado, which with difficulty he can conduct his defence and counterclaim. Because David Hay has not been paid his salary, his bonus, his commission, or indeed his expenses. And I know that has a ring of truth to it, because when I was talking to him when he was still at Leeds, he said to me on one particular occasion he'd had to use his own personal credit card to pay for the players' meals, because the Arabs, the Bahrainis, simply haven't put any money into the club because they haven't got any. They make all kinds of phrases and promises and blah, blah, blah. And that's the reason they do indiscriminate sacking at Leeds and destroyed the infrastructure, because they couldn't afford the wages. At the same time of doing that, they're piling up debts on the club by sending administrators, consultants, advisors, inspectors, all of which rang huge build-up. Not they paid them, of course. And I said yesterday, Gibson Dunn was a perfect example, when their dispute with me, which they instigated, they spent over £450,000 on legal fees. As my account, just under 60. There's something wrong somewhere. Anyway, because the news is now leaking out bit by bit, GFH share price has plummeted from 80 to 22. And since they have made the error, I think, in retrospect, of list, you can trade in GFH's shares on the London Stock Exchange by way of some technical situation. So I think it's a situation now where the London Stock Exchange should be asked to look into their affairs and, if appropriate, suspend the shares from the Stock Exchange. And that message will go worldwide, which will increase the pressure on GFH. But what are the allegations that David Hague has made and says he has proof of? He tells me he's got all the evidence locked away where GFH won't find it, which is encouraging. The first thing he says is that when they didn't have any money to buy Leeds, when they did buy it, eventually, because they kept delaying, and eventually they made three separate payments instead of one payment, and put it back at, from originally going to do the deal in September. The whole thing dragged on to December, the end of the 21st of December, which did irreparable damage well, we want to review the club completely from inside and out. Not, well, so you wonder what they've been doing the previous 7 months. And we'll be our plan to look at playing side of matters at the end in the summer, in the close season. Get away with that one. But apparently the money they got, eventually got, to pay for Leeds United, they took it from one of their clients' accounts. There's somebody who banked with them, had money in the bank, so they took it out of that account to complete the deal. But I understand they subsequently put it back from other sources. But the client whose money they took was associated with a part of an Iranian state organisation, which is on the United Nations and the United States list of sanctioned companies, institutions. So which means that the GFA should not have been dealing with that client anyway, and therefore should have had their money. And all would have gone unnoticed. Except that David Hay has now blown the gaff. And that is being reported to the United Nations and the United States. Now, they have done a number of other serious misdeeds. So much so that David Hay has now applied, and this has never been heard of before, to his QC, Alan Jones, who is very well known and is very competent. They applied to the Magistrates Court for arrest warrants against Patel, not Salim, but their new guy that's very good at sending Twitter, responding to fans on Twitter, and Hisham. Now, they've tried to serve these warrants on these two guys, but what they've done, they've blocked their emails so that communications to GFH and GFH Capital don't get through. To then complain they've never received it. I never received them. We've got around that now by actually going around and serving them on their front door with photographs and witnesses to prove that she delivered. But last Saturday, I love this bit. Last Sunday, rather, sorry, because Sunday's a working day in the Gulf. The Arabs have it, and Friday is their holy day. At a board meeting in Bahrain. So, Stevenson Harwood, who are Davy Hague's lawyers, and they're based in Dubai, served the writs on Patel and Hisham by email during their board meeting. They couldn't say they didn't receive them because, of course, they hadn't blocked those particular email addresses. Now, the whole thing is that they have until the 2nd of March, which is what, next Monday, to respond to these writs at Westminster Magistrates Court. Before the magistrate, a lady called Elizabeth Roscoe, who apparently takes no nonsense from anybody. So if they don't respond, which I suspect they won't, then David Hayes' lawyers are applying for extradition warrants to have Patel and Hisham arrested and extradited to the UK. And the UK does have an extradition agreement with Bahrain, as part of the United Arab Emirates. And if they don't submit them, they're really blocked up in buying them, because they intend to, if successful, then give the matter to Interpol, who can arrest either of these two guys the moment they step outside Bahrain, if Bahrain don't cooperate. That means they'll be holed up in Bahrain for God knows how long. Now they're hiding there, because although GFH Capital, which is a subsidiary of GFH, is GFH Capital based in Dubai, but they're both hiding up in Bahrain, so they can't get at them. I said, meanwhile, the shares have dropped from 80 to 22 and falling. And the reason for the suspension is because they've been putting out a lack of information. Well, first of all, misleading statements, which are a lack of information. And to put on the pressure, they're also reporting them to the Football League. These two individuals, being, because they're both directors of Leeds United, is not being fit and proper persons. Now, I've got papers all over my desk here, giving all the information. And I'm going to put some of it on the website, because the prisons abroad have interviewed David Hay in his cell, and he's given a very long account, which you should read. They claim to have made a profit on their lease transaction. I don't believe they have. They've saddled the club with debts in the shape of misleading and unjustifiable bills. I believe Salino is talking those out in his spare time. It's now, of course, he's got a bit more. And so it goes on. But a lot more coming out, because now David Hayes re-engaged his PR man, who can now get the statements and facts out in a much wider media stretch. But this thing's going to run and run. And I believe that as it gets out more and more, because they're going to get, to a certain extent, arrows protect their own, but also they're very competitive. And there were some Arabs who are non-Bahrainis won't be too unhappy to see one of their competitors struggle. If you want to help, then get on to, try and find your MP's website, wherever you live and wherever your MP is, and start asking on a regular basis, why aren't you doing anything about David Hay, a UK citizen, who is not committed any crimes, not broken any laws, is owed several million pounds by from his people, and is also going to join in or start his own winding up proceedings against the club. It's unfortunate, you see, in many ways you have to sue the club, because he was the director of Leeds United, and some of the money's owed to him from Leeds United. But hopefully some of the money's owed to him from GFH, and he intends to sue them, which is ongoing. So to summarise, and if David Hay suing for wrongful imprisonment, David Hay suing for monies owed to him, David Hay suing for false statements made about him, and suing just not the company, the individuals. Meanwhile, of course, back to Ellen Road. And you have Endeavour Insurance is winding up a petition just to close down the club but make it bankrupt. You've got David Hay intended to join in, or planning to join in, same way. And of course you have Mark Taylor, who got the winding up order on City Holdings. These are now having their applications to be set aside, and the representations on both sides will be made next week. So it's a continuing mess. But the real problem is that, to say this, is that when I resolved my problems with Massimo Cellino on the 1st of August, that being resolved, I then raised the question. I mean, I was trying to help him to clear up the mess left behind by GFH. I said there are fees due to Mark Taylor for the negotiations for the Preston and Haskell to invest money in the club. Now, he wouldn't buy any of my shares. What he was doing was buying new shares in the club, which had put £10 to £15 million of new money investment into the club. So he was actually on behalf of the club, not me. And Massimo agreed to pay it. So to avoid any misunderstanding, I rang Mark Taylor, told him the situation, and Massimo said if you take 40,000 you can have the money tomorrow. And I put them in touch, they spoke to each other. Now, unfortunately, Massimo has sworn us affidavit saying he never agreed that, never did it. Well, I know he had a lot on his mind, and maybe he didn't remember it, well, in all the fuss and bother about everything else. But it's unfortunate. And this is one of the problems with Legion at the moment. They're spending a fortune over it. A £40,000 check, job done. Box tick, the club moves on. Anyway, enough of that. It's their club now. It's what they're doing with it. It's up to them. But it does seem unfortunate when the club's not doing too bad on the pitch. And that, of course, turns us neatly to Watford tomorrow. I congratulate the people who have won their seats, which entitle them to watch the game in luxury tomorrow. Hope you have a lovely day. And for those who aren't on the luxury seats, hope you enjoy the game anyway. Nice 3 points will be welcome. Meanwhile, keep listening about the David Hay GFH situation, because it's going to run and run. Let's hope it doesn't impact too much on the pitch and the progress of the club itself.